Hello, book besties, and welcome to episode 8 of the Books and Muckers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy, let's talk books. Hey!
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Well, so far, so good. Can't complain. Still recovering from the weekend. In case anyone doesn't know, me and Em basically live at opposite ends of the country. So we finally reunited this weekend, which was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun. We spent the weekend in Nottingham, which is sort of halfway, a little bit more north for you. And yeah, went and did some Winter Wonderland bits and Christmas markets, did some book shopping together.
That was the most exciting part, I think. So I don't know if we have any listeners from Nottingham, but the Waterstones in Nottingham is insane. So it's across multiple floors. There's like five.
Yeah.
Oh God, it was crazy. It was massive in there. And yeah, we done a little bit of book shopping for the first time together. Which was quite funny, actually, because I sort of like strayed over to fantasy and Em was like lost in the romance. Was we together? I don't know.
I think, yeah, there were a few times where we split up and I sort of ran over to romance and you were off to fantasy. But no, it was actually a lot of fun because it was nice to actually look at books together, because obviously you've been with your husband book shopping, I've been with my husband, both of which are incredibly supportive of our love for books, but not on the same wavelength. So it was nice to actually go together, and we both got very, very excited. But I have to say, and I don't know why we didn't expect this, but the first weekend of December was crazy busy.
You could barely move. So it's like the whole of Nottingham was in the Waterstones. Like it was really busy.
It was, but we had a lot of fun. We picked up some books. We both got some books, which will be over on our own Instagrams. The book haul that we both got. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a really good weekend, and you're right, I think we're still recovering from the amount of laughing and eating we did, because we ate a lot while we were away. But it was fun. It was really good fun.
Yeah, if you guys want to go to the Winter Wonderland in Nottingham, I suggest going maybe in November, because you will not be able to experience it properly if you go in December, I don't think. We're recording this podcast a little bit later because we were gallivanting and book shopping and eating and laughing. So yeah,
we were. It was good. It was really good. So I think we'll jump straight into what we're doing today. This, I think, might shock some people, because I know we have spoken about it on the pod before, but I think up until now we've done, you know, sort of, obviously we've done kind of Iron Flame, Fourth Wing, Wildfire, Icebreaker, sort of heavy but not dark. And this week we're going to talk about Haunting Adeline, which is a book that we've seen a lot on sort of TikTok, Instagram, a lot of hype around it, and we were never sure whether we wanted to go here, because it's not really either of our things. But I think we both sort of wanted to see if the hype, you know, if the book lived up to the hype, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely. It would, yeah. I guess we'll start with ratings. We'll start there because it's a good place to start. I'll go first.
Okay.
I gave it a 1 star. And I'm quite generous with my stars. I think people could probably tell that. I just, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I've actually gone 2 stars. So I think I was a little bit more on board with it with you than you were. Spice-wise, I have gone 4.
So I went all the way to 5.
Like, okay. No, I think the only reason that I went 4 over 5 was that I think there are some other topics in a sort of spice sexual way where it could have gone a bit further, just with sort of like a BDSM sort of thing. But I'm maybe writing it off a little bit much with the 4s. Maybe we'll go 4.5 with the spice. I do, just before we get into it, I do just want to put a bit of a trigger warning on for the pod. The book does have actually quite extensive trigger warnings in it. It talks about consent, non-consent. There's sex trafficking, child sacrifice. It is an extreme book. And just if any of these topics are going to bother you, please, you know, don't continue with the pod, because we are going to be discussing some of these topics. I will just go over the blurb from the back of the book as well. Now, in it, there's the 2 main characters, Zaid and Adeline, and they each take on a sort of role. So you have the manipulator, which is Adeline, and the shadow, which is Zaid. So I'll just read the blurb from the back of the book because it is from both their point of views. So the manipulator. I can manipulate the emotions of anyone who lets me. I will make you hurt, make you cry, make you laugh and sigh. But my words don't affect him, especially not when I plead for him to leave. He's always there, watching and waiting, and I can never look away, not when I want him to come closer. The shadow. I didn't mean to fall in love, but now that I have, I can't stay away. I'm mesmerized by her smile, by her eyes, and the way she moves, the way she undresses. I'll keep watching and waiting until I can make her mine. And once she is, I'll never let her go, not even when she begs me to. So I think already from the blurb, it's quite obvious it's going to be quite a dark,
Dark.
extreme book. Yeah, definitely. I think where do you want to start with this one?
I think I want to start by saying this. Everyone was saying, I'll take the warning seriously. It's very dark, it's deep, it affects you. I was just like, oh, it's a book. Like, how bad could this get? Guys, I struggled. And I struggled because, like most people, I read for an escape. And I found myself feeling as though it wasn't an escape for me. I can see why some people enjoy it and they love it. And it's one of their favorite books. I could see why Zaid is at the top of some people's boyfriend list when it comes to fictional men. It's so heavy. The topics that they touch on, they get into your brain and it's difficult to get rid of them. It's just, I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's one of these books that you 100% have to take the trigger warnings into account, because the things they talk about, they go into quite a lot of graphic detail as well, which I sort of wasn't expecting. I think I was a little bit like you. I thought, let's go into it with, the very much the thought of it's a book, it's not real, let's just read it and see how we got on. I think what I would say is, especially when it comes to the sex trafficking and the child sacrifice, these things are happening in the world. And I think that's what really got to me, was that, as much as the book is fiction, people do go through this in the world. And that's what really affected me. I think from a sexual point of view, because obviously the non-consent and the stalking and that sort of side of things with Zayd and Adeline, what I would say is that was difficult when she used sort of words like non-consensual abuse, forced himself on me. I did feel uncomfortable reading that. And as much as she was giving off the impression of, I really like this, I want to be controlled by him, I like his possessiveness, there was a line which I feel they sort of crossed with it. Which is why I think both our ratings were so low with the book. I think as well, we always go on about covers of books and how much we love covers of books and how they affect us and how, they're gonna influence how we read the book. And actually the Haunting and Hunting Adeline books, because it is a it's the cat and mouse duo, it's a part of two books, which we'll talk about a little later. But it's the covers actually I really don't like. They're very dark, they are very haunting, they have skulls on them. It's it's not a cover that I would ever pick up, but once you've read the book it completely matches it. And I think actually the cover is incredible for the book. I personally would not have it on my bookcase just because it's not my style at all.
Yeah, I mean, as you can tell in the background of my bookcase, I don't mind a darker cover. I'm okay with it. I think I'm someone who likes to collect a book, and I think if I fall in love with a story, I'm liable to purchase the book just because I want it in my collection. I think even if I liked that book, I'm still not bringing the book home. It fits in perfectly. It's dark. It's a little bit disturbing with the skull, and yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. I actually want to touch on a topic it was a question that I had all throughout the book, and I felt quite conflicted, and I sort of went back and forth with myself about it. And that is Zayd attractive, or is he just weird? Because he's a stalker and it's weird. Okay, I get it. But then he does things to help these women and these children, and it sort of, I saw a TikTok and the woman was like, I'm questioning my morals. And literally that was me the entire way through the book. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. I was like, what is wrong with me that I'm attracted to this man who's very clearly weird? Like, it was it yeah How did you feel?
Yeah, completely the same. I was on holiday when you were reading this book and you were sending me voice notes. And I do remember one specific voice note where you said, "I'm seriously questioning my morals here because I actually really like Zaid, but he is stalking this girl. He is, you know, he's making a lot of sexual advances that is she okay with? He's cutting off people's hands because he was into Adeline." But I have to say, having read the book and specifically his interaction with little girl Sarah in
Oh,
sort of the
no.
last part of the book, I sort of fell in love with him a little bit. I think he's incredibly intense. And I think the thing for me was that he saw Adeline when she was doing a book signing, you know, in a bookshop, because she is an author. And from that fleeting glance, he fell in love with this woman and he was just prepared to do absolutely anything to be with her. And it was just, it's this obsession. And I think that's where the weirdness sort of really got to me, and I didn't like it. And I think he terrified her, you know, with the stalking and the roses and the little notes and things. But she actually, I think she liked it. You know, she spoke about that sort of in her POV. But yeah, I think he's an anomaly in that he is very weird, and that, you know, there's the obsession and the possessiveness. But then there's also this really vulnerable human side to him with, you know, Z and what he's built and created and the whole vigilante piece. And he does such good work that you think, can these pieces marry up? You know, can he become this incredible man? Because I think the bones are there for him to be, absolutely.
Yeah, the writer's very good at causing an inner conflict, I would say, in terms of where you stand with the characters. I mean, even down to Adeline herself, you're kind of like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're saying all of this, and this in the real world would be quite disturbing, and the average person would be affected. And I want to feel bad for you, but in the same breath, you're kind of egging him on, and you're saying that you're enjoying it. I don't know, are you? Like, why? I was so confused the entire way through. And I think maybe that's where my one star came from, because I couldn't get a gauge on the characters. Like, one minute she was saying it was awful, the next minute she's saying that she kind of likes it and she wants it. And I just think, like, in a normal book, you know where you stand. Like,
Absolutely.
even with a moral,
Yeah.
now Zaid is a whole new meaning, puts a whole new meaning to morally grey.
Yeah, completely agree. Because there's other morally grey men who, you know, do not go to these extreme lines. I mean, I think even you could say Zayden, you know, from the whole Fourth Wing Iron Flame world. I think you could even say, you know, he is quite morally grey in things that he does, but still you have a pretty good gauge of who he is. Whereas with Zayd, I just, I couldn't fathom him at all. And I think certainly for me, the first half of the book was absolutely one star for me. I really didn't enjoy the stalking part. But then in my real life, I don't like being frightened. I don't like horror movies. You know, I don't like that. Whereas, so the first half of the book for me, I really struggled with. The second half of the book, when they were physically together, you know, and they were going, and they had the night at Mark's, and they had the night at the fair, etc. When they were together, I did enjoy that more. And I think, you know, actually, you could see, I mean, obviously by the end of the book, she is clearly fallen in love with him. And I think that says to me, he is a good man, because I think, you know, after everything that he's done to her and put her through, would she be falling in love with him, or is he just wearing her down?
And that's the question, isn't it? I mean, does she have some deep-rooted issues, or is he a good man? Like, I don't know.
And I think this probably brings us into actually a good place about the ending and sort of the second book in the series, because the ending is a big cliffhanger in the fact that she has just been kidnapped, and is obviously being put into sort of the trafficking ring. I know you feel really strongly about the second book. I'm still very much on the fence.
I'm not doing it. I can't do it. I can't go through it again. It was painful to me a little bit, because I'm one of those people who, when I start a book, I have to finish it, even if I hate it. But I've never had a book that has made me feel the way I felt. It wasn't just that I didn't like it, because actually I thought the writing was good, and I can see why it's enjoyable to people. It was just too heavy. And there's one thing just not liking a writing style and having to finish a series is a completely different thing, feeling a little bit depressed while reading the series.
Absolutely. And I wholeheartedly agree that I think the way that you feel about the book, you know, the second one, you don't need to finish it. You feel you don't need to finish it. I'm very on the fence because, and I don't know if this is because I'm such a romance girl at heart, I want to know how it finishes. I want to know what happens. I also feel like it's probably going to be, again, a little bit of a cat and mouse situation, but in that every time Zaid gets an idea of where she's being held captive, he then just misses her. And I think, it's going to be that constant sort of chase to try and, you know, rescue her. So I'm very on the fence. And please, if you're listening and you have any opinions, please let us know. Come over to our Instagram at Books and Mockers Pod and let us know, should I read the second book or not? I think in my heart of hearts, I probably will, but I'm always here for more opinions. One thing I also wanted to talk about the book was the side sort of storyline about her great-grandmother, because I don't know about you, but I sort of felt it took away from the main story a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't feel that the side story was necessary. I think a lot of books do it well, and I don't think that this was one of them, unfortunately. I think they could have put a lot more time and attention into what Zaid does, you know, how Adeline became marked, why she was being targeted by these people. I think that deserved more of a story than what they were trying. I can see what they were trying to do. Don't think it was necessary. I think we maybe could have done, I know that usually epilogues are in the future. I think that maybe we could have done an epilogue where we sort of take a little look back at her grandma and see what was going on there. And it would have been a nice way to end out. But I don't think it needed to be a running theme throughout the book. Certainly not.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think because you had the major storyline between Zaid and Adeline and their relationship and the development of that, you also had this side. Well, you had a few side ones, actually, because you had the grandmother's story and Adeline obviously trying to sort of crack the case of that one. You also had the sort of child sacrifice and the rituals. And then you also had the sort of the trafficking as well. So there was a lot going on in this book. Everything really, really heavy. You know what I mean? We had a murder. We had, you know, the trafficking, the human sacrifice. You know, I felt that there was too much. And I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. That side story, for me, didn't have to be there at all. And I think, again, it feeds into more why our ratings were so low on the book.
Definitely. And I do feel like it maybe lends to the fact that the author was trying to do too much in one book. I think she tried to cram every single dark, sordid thing that you could think of into this one book. And I think it lost a lot of its structure in doing that. I think she should have just picked a few main topics to speak about and stuck to that, and then maybe brought the other bits in a later book or a different series.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree. And I think overall, as you said, I mean, it's not a badly written book. I think just for us, I don't think the dark romance is quite, you know, our sort of thing. And I think it's been really positive that we've read it, we've reviewed it. I say I'm still on the fence about whether I'm going to finish the series or not. But I think overall, you know, I'm glad we've done it. And I think it was because the hype was getting to us. It was something that kept coming up, and I think we had to do it for us, and I think I'm pleased that we have.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I've officially taken off all dark romances from my TBR, because I now know that it's not a thing for me, and there's a lesson to be learned. I do kind of want you to read it though, because selfishly I need you to tell me what happens, because I do want to know what happens to her. I just don't want to go through it.
Yeah. No, as I say, I think I'm probably 80% of the way there. I'm still looking for a few other opinions on it. But I think that's the great thing about reading as well, is that you're not going to like everything. And I think especially with TBRs as large as you and I's are, because let's face it, our TBRs are massive. I think a lot of it's about ruling out as much as ruling in. And I think it's quite clear dark romance is not overly something that we enjoy. Interestingly enough, recently I have actually read a couple of mafia romances, which I didn't think were going to be my thing, kind of are. I did sort of enjoy those. But yeah, no, I think overall, pleased that we've done it, but I think we're done now.
Yeah, and I do want to say this because it is someone's work and they have put a lot of time into it, and I never want to discredit someone's hard work. And I think it's a phenomenal book if you like a dark romance. Just because we've given it a one star, it just means that it's not a thing for us. But it may 100% be your top read of the year, and you could give it 5 stars and more. And like her writing is good. I just want to say that. I don't want to drag her writing through the dirt. I don't want anyone to think that she's a bad author. She's a phenomenal author. Just it's a very niche book.
Yeah, and I think some people are able to read books, and the minute they put them down, everything just goes out their head regarding it. As in, the topics don't bother them. I think you and I, we were bothered by the topics, and and again, everybody's different. The book gets rave reviews, which was one of the reasons that we really wanted to read it. It seemed to be people either love it or hate it, and I think that is a lot to do with, the reader. It's not to do with the author, because you're right. The book, it's incredibly well written, and I have to say, apart from the topics, which obviously we didn't overly enjoy, I enjoyed the book as a whole from a writing perspective. I thought it was written really well. I liked the characters, the way they were described, and the way she describes things. But yeah, I think lesson learned.
Yeah, definitely. And that's our truth about Haunting Adeline. I think we're going to wrap it up for today, guys. Just a quick review from us.
Don't forget to come and join us on Instagram at Books and Mockers Pod and join in the conversation. Let me know, should I read the second book or not? And yeah, we will see you next week.
Yeah, speak to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.